This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
Okay, let's just crush this solo episode. I thought I was recording with Amanda today. Turns out, I always do this. I go look back on my emails, and I'm like, oh, she never actually confirmed. You know, I just scheduled this in my head. So anyways, now I have about a half hour before I have to leave to go get my hair done. So I decided to just record this week's solo episode. Why not just get it out there? Because chances are someone's going to get sick and I'm going to be stuck at home and not be able to do anything. So get things done while you can. That's how I'm living my life now. Today's episode is all about my favorite things. There's so many things that I love that I think about a lot, like that I quote. And I'm like, you know, I should just do an episode. I thought about doing a bunch of different posts, like my favorite books, my favorite movies, blah, 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 blah. And that takes a lot of time. You know, it's a lot easier for me to just sit here for 20 minutes and talk to myself. So I made a list this morning of my favorite books, my favorite movies, my favorite apps that I use all the time. Also, favorite products. I have a category that's specifically for new moms. So if you know somebody that's pregnant, send this to them. I also have really good postpartum recovery episodes, if you look back. Some baby products and also clothing. Like, what are clothing items or brands that I go to all the time? Also, I did an in the kitchen section. So things that I love in the kitchen. Okay, let's get started. So I'll talk about books first. Now, if you don't know this, I used to run a book club with my friend Jen, and every single month we picked a book and everybody read it, and then we would do a podcast episode about that book. Like, Jen and I would chat, we would ask you guys for your feedback. It was a lot of fun, and it's something that I want to get started on again because I really enjoyed it. And 2022 is about doing things that I enjoy. As you'll see, I picked up the Peloton again. I'm making that a priority. I'm making making food a priority again because I really was not. And I just don't feel good about myself when I'm not, you know, like taking care of the house and everything is chaos, like every cupboard, every drawer. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, the book club. So stay tuned for that because I would love to start another book club. Maybe I'll make like the Mom Room book club a separate podcast. Like, who knows, you know? And it could be its own Instagram account. I don't know. Anywho, okay, so let's talk books. The first one is really random, but it's one of the very few books that I literally read in like 2 days, and it's a thick book. I was in my undergrad and I randomly bought this book for Kathy, my friend Kathy, and I started reading it. Like, I was trying not to, you know, like bend the spine of the book so she didn't know that I had like opened the book, and I couldn't stop. So I sat on the couch and I was like carefully, you know, turning the pages, trying not to make it look like a freaking used book. But anyways, I ended up reading the entire thing and I told her it was so good. And it was the biography or autobiography of Jenna Jameson. Now, I don't know. I think Kathy had heard about this book and like that it was really good. And so she had asked for it like for a gift or something. I don't know. Or I had heard that it was really good. I don't know why I bought it and how I had it, but I'm happy that I did because I like read that book so fast. It's all about like her childhood, her teenage years, how she got into the porn industry. That's who she is. Jenna Jameson is like one of the most famous porn stars there ever was. And it was fascinating. So I'll just leave that there. So I highly recommend that one. You will not be able to put it down. Okay. This past year, like in 2021, I've started to get back into reading and also into audiobooks. So I drive Milo a half hour to school, a half hour back. So I have like 2 hours a day in the car. Oftentimes I fill that with podcasts, but I started to download books as well. So some books that I loved was Matthew McConaughey's autobiography, and I got that in the audiobook, and it was awesome to hear him read it. Jessica Simpson's autobiography, also amazing. And she talks all about like her childhood, getting into the industry, what that was like, her relationship with Nick Lachey. Remember their reality TV show? Like it's all like behind the scenes. She talks about John Mayer. It was really, really, really good. Her struggle with like weight and addiction. So that was great. I also read From the Ashes. Really great book. I highly recommend it, especially if you are Canadian. And I read on the Kindle, Unreconciled, also a very, very, very good book. Could not put those ones down, or couldn't stop listening and couldn't put it down. For fiction, so typically I read nonfiction. That was like what I was, that's who I was in my past life, but I've moved on to fiction and I'm quite enjoying it, you know, just to read for entertainment purposes and not necessarily to learn something or to have, you know, like to gain knowledge in a certain area. Like even though fiction books make you think, it's not the same. My whole thing was like, if I'm going to spend time reading a book, I want to get something out of it. Like I want tips and tools and like learning and all this stuff. But now I'm more like, meh, I'm just going to read for fun. So Verity was such a good book. That's V-E-R-I-T-Y. That was amazing. I hope it becomes a movie. It's got to become a movie. It's so good. That I highly recommend. And right now I'm halfway through The Midnight Library and I'm really enjoying that one as well. So those are the books that just came to mind right away. If you want to look back, oops, this freaking microphone is so sensitive. Anyways, if you want to look back at the podcast episodes, you'll notice that there's a bunch of episodes that say the Mom Room Book Club. So those are all the books that we read for the book club. And there's some really great books in there. So if you're interested, just go and check those out. Maybe I'll do a post about all the book club books that we read. So you can see if there's any that you would go and like to listen to the episode for. All right. Movies. This, like I'm already almost at 10 minutes like blabbing, okay? So I'm just going to move quickly because I have lots of lists to talk about. Movies, the two that come to mind that I was absolutely obsessed with, I will watch at any given time, are Just Married. Okay, I was a massive Ashton Kutcher fan, like massive. I owned all his movies. I saw every single thing. Like I was obsessed. Remember Punked? Like the best. So I was obsessed with Just Married, watched it a million times. I've made my husband watch it. I know it like word for word. So that one, and also Superbad. I die with Superbad because I'm very mature and I have a mature sense of humor, apparently. I'm being sarcastic. So I quote that movie all the time. I'm obsessed with it every Saturday, maybe every second Saturday. I ask my husband if we can watch Superbad and he's always like, no. So anyways, I will watch that at any time. When I was younger, when I was little, I was obsessed with The Lion King, like the first, I don't know if it was, yeah, it was the first, the cartoon. And I was obsessed with it because I was obsessed with Jonathan Taylor Thomas and he was the voice of the young Simba. So what I would do is watch it until Simba was crossing over the bridge where he turns into like the adult version of Simba. And then it wasn't Jonathan Taylor Thomas's voice anymore. So I would turn it off, rewind, start it over. Okay. Like, creepy. Anyways. So there was that one. And then also when I was little, did you ever see the movie Drop Dead Fred? I was obsessed with that movie. It's like a classic. That was so good. And then The Cutting Edge. I was into figure skating when I was younger And The Cutting Edge is such a good movie. They need to recreate that. Maybe they have, but I love that story. Like, NHL player hurts, like gets hurt and loses some, like, you know, important piece of eyesight that he needs to play hockey. So then this like figure skating coach takes him under his wing and tries to pair him with like one of the top female skaters, and they become like this crazy talented figure skating duo. It is such a good movie. Okay, TV shows, I'm not going to spend that much time on, but obviously I like Sex and the City. And I think back on the original show and all the seasons, and I think about this with a lot of shows, you know, there's shows that you enjoy so much, and I'm like, will I ever sit down and watch that show from beginning to end ever again? And it makes me sad to think that I won't. But anyways, Sex and the City, I'm enjoying the new season a lot. Vanderpump was like my favorite reality TV show. It's kind of not the same since a bunch of the original cast members left. I'm praying for a spinoff where they take all the original Vanderpump people and just, you know, follow them around in their lives. And then Vanderpump Rules can just be the people that work at the restaurant like it started out as. It could be like its own new show. That's just, you know, that's just my opinion. Housewives, love. I'm almost caught up on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Loving it. I also watched Housewives of New York beginning to end. Loved it, but now I don't like the new seasons. It's just not, I don't know, I don't find it entertaining at all. 90 Day Fiancé, my husband and I are obsessed. We've seen like every single season. Not so much like the spin-offs where they just follow one couple or like one of the people, but we see like all the seasons where it's like 90 days, I don't know, like, you know, like 90 days before the 90 or 90 days after the 90, blah, blah, blah. Or like 90 days the other way where the Americans go to the other countries. We watch it all and we love it. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with a stuffed, not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise.
Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. I was trying to think of, before I had Milo and I was in grad school, I've watched a lot of TV series on Netflix that are more like dramas, and they were really, really entertaining. I just don't have the attention span for those kinds of shows anymore, except my husband and I started watching True Story on Netflix, and it's with Kevin Hart, and it is so good. Like, I can't wait to finish it. It's only 7 episodes and we're on episode 5, I believe. So we're almost done. But yeah, super highly recommend that. Love it. What was it called? Homeland? Homeland? Like what? The first 2 or 3 seasons of Homeland is some of the best TV I've ever seen in my life. So good. And then also Bloodline, the first like season, the first season for sure. And I think the second season were really, really good. Of Bloodline, Ozark. Like, I used to watch all those kinds of shows. So yeah, those are really great ones if you haven't seen them. All right, clothing. I just posted a TikTok that I did a while back about fashion. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to think, why can't older people just dress in style? Like, you know what's in style, just go to the in-style stores and buy clothes from there. But now I get it, because I don't know what happened over quarantine, but the style really changed. And now I feel like I can't shop at all the stores that I used to shop at. And if I do, it's like there's select items that I'll, you know, pick out and purchase. I've started to kind of invest in leisure wear. My husband makes fun of me because I recently ordered 2 outfits, or like leisure lounge sets, from Nap Loungewear. Their ads kept coming up on my Instagram page, and I was always loving the lounge sets that were in the ads. And so
I went to their website and I was like scrolling through and I was like, oh my God, I want all of their stuff. It's just really gorgeous house clothes. I mean, they have other stuff as well. They have coats. Yeah, amazing. Like, check it out if you haven't already. It did take a while for me to receive what I ordered, but it's really high quality stuff. So yeah, I'm into that and I'm into investing in clothes that I'm just going to be wearing around the house because rarely do I leave the house. It's not like I go to events or I have to go to an office. So I'm like, I want to feel good and not be in my grungy sweatpants and maternity leggings that I, you know, bought when I was 8 months pregnant. I want to actually wear nice stuff inside the house. So that's what I'm, you know, looking forward to. Aerie also has really nice stuff. American Eagle. If you have money, you can shop at Skims. It's really expensive, but beautiful. Looks really nice. Anywho, okay, so clothing, t-shirts, obviously a huge staple in my wardrobe, and large oversized sweaters. So I have a lot from my merch line, which is themomroomshop.com, like t-shirts and crew necks or hoodies. And I also love the brunette, the label, oversized sweaters. I always get asked where those sweaters are from, and that's where they're from. So it's brunette, the label. They're not cheap. They're like $125, but I've had them for years and I wear them all the time. So to me, it's worth it. I recently was looking for flare jeans, and I don't know what changed in the last few years, but if you're tall, you cannot find flare jeans. They were all really short inseams. And I was starting to get upset because I'm trying to be in style and flares are coming back in style. So I randomly went to the store in the mall and they carried Good American jeans. And I was like, oh, okay. So she had said that the inseam was a little bit longer on those and they were super comfortable. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I tried them on, obsessed. They were so comfortable. They had stretch. They like were high-waisted. The flare was perfect. They were the right length. So yeah, looking forward to trying more Good American jeans, that's for sure. They're also not cheap, but again, if it's something like jeans where you wear them constantly, I don't mind spending a little bit more money for good quality stuff. Same with like boots and coats, you know, things that you're wearing constantly. You know, if I need like a nice shirt to wear out to dinner that I know I'm barely ever gonna wear, then I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on a shirt. I'll like go to Zara and spend $50 on some like flashy shirt that I'm going to wear once. So yeah, if it's something that I'm going to wear all the time, I will spend a little bit more money. American Eagle also has really nice jeans at a better price. They have a lot of stretch. They come in all different lengths and sizes. So that's usually my go-to place. But at the time when I was looking, they did not have long flares for some reason. Okay, I recently got into buying adult socks. And what I mean by that is not athletic socks. It's a new life for me. It's a new world because I usually just wear old athletic socks and I don't put much effort into socks. Like, who does? But I was at Uniqlo. If you've never been there, it's like a ton of basics. Like, they have basics, everything, like sweaters, coats, like PJs, shirts, like pants. They have everything. So I was looking at their underwear because I was on an underwear rampage. And I noticed their nice little adult socks. And I was like, I'm going to get some. And then I wore them when I went to the dentist because I was like, maybe I have to take off my shoes in the office and I can show off my new adult socks. But I didn't have to take off my shoes, so I wore them for nothing. But I like having them and they feel so good. I just feel like a different person in them. So yeah, if you're wondering what it feels like to wear adult socks, I recommend the Uniqlo ones. They're pretty, they're comfortable and yeah, you just feel like an adult, I guess. Okay. A while back, I was going to do this big underwear review and order a bunch of pairs of underwear from different places. And I did do that. Okay. And yeah, I was going to give a review. I don't know. So this is what happened. I got all the underwear. Okay. I tried them all on. I made this like video where I was reviewing them and I tried them on. And then I just felt uncomfortable like showing myself in all these different underwears. So I just kind of let it go and I never did the review, but I will do it right now. So I was the biggest fan of the Skims underwear. And I think I got the full like brief underwear. I'll show them on my stories this week. They're incredible. And the material, I can't even describe the material to you. It's like space material. I am not a fan of underwear that is like the silky, shiny material. I'm just not. I don't know. It doesn't feel good against my skin. I don't like it. I prefer like a cotton material or whatever the Skims material is. I'm not sure. It's like a mix between like a little bit of spandex and a little bit of cotton, but it's like really stretchy, but super soft and comfortable. They're so thin. It's like you're not even wearing anything. It's incredible. They are expensive though. And if you're in Canada, then, you know, they're coming from the US. So that's a whole thing, but it's unbelievable. If I was rich, I would have a whole underwear closet of just Skims stuff because it's impressive. Now, cheaper version that is similar feeling to the Skims, not necessarily the exact same shape because I've never seen underwear the shape of the Skims ones, but they do like cover your bum and stay in place, are the Uniqlo briefs. So I'll try and find the link to those. I bought them in store and I'm super impressed. And that's where I'm going to start buying my underwear. They cover my bum. Like they don't like ride up and give me a wedgie and they're super soft. And yeah, they have like cute little patterns. Trying to get away from my black cotton postpartum underwear. So yeah, I'll try and link those. I'll link the Skims underwear if you're interested, just so that you can see which ones I got. But yeah, those are my underwear recommendations. Okay, quickly, I'm going to go through the in the kitchen stuff. So to make cooking easy, I love the crock pot, the rice cooker. Okay, we need to invest in a new rice cooker because I've had this one for like 9 years. It's still going strong, but I just feel like I need an upgrade. Things that we're considering getting are an air fryer and also the Instant Pot. You know, it was all the rage before and I haven't really heard people talk about it anymore, but I'm curious because people loved it. And if it's really easy to get dinners done, then I'm all for it. So that's, you know, it's not one of my favorite things, but I just wanted to share that with you. Okay. My David's Tea tumbler to put water in. Obsessed. I bought one for Milo as well, and he was obsessed with it for a while. Got him drinking lots of water, which was great. Now he's bored of it. But I love mine and I fill it constantly throughout the day. I bring it everywhere with me and it just makes me drink more water because I always have this big tumbler full of water. So I love that. I bought us a waffle maker from Indigo. The brand name is Dash. Milo is obsessed with waffles and I was getting sick of just like putting Eggos in the toaster for him. So now on weekends, we quickly just like whip up batter, put it in the waffle maker, and it's amazing. It's super easy to clean. It's like nonstick. So highly recommend that if your kids are into waffles. You can also, it came with this booklet that tells you all these different recipes for waffles, like savory waffles, like with egg, and like it was amazing. So I'm gonna try some of those sometime. I would like to get us a duo, like a combination coffee maker. We are due for a new coffee maker. I don't love the one that we have. And I'm thinking about getting one that is like, can make a full pot of coffee, but then you can also do like the single serve if, you know, it's the middle of the afternoon and you just feel like you want a coffee, or if you have guests over, it's easier to just do like the single serve coffees. So I am in the market for one of those. I love my clear organizers for, you know, the fridge, the cupboards, the like holding my oats, my chia seeds, my hemp hearts. And the episode that is out this past week on Tuesday with Rhea, She's a celebrity organizer, and she was like, put everything in clear containers. Even, for example, your kids' goldfish. Like, get them in a clear container. You'll always be able to keep track and see when you're getting close to running out. It's not cluttered. There's not like bags half open in the cupboards. I was like, yes, give me all the clear containers. So I'm going to stock up. I need to go through my kitchen and see exactly what containers I need. And then I'm going to organize the shit out of the kitchen. So I can't wait. We have big Lazy Susans, both in the fridge and in our cupboards that are kind of like the awkward triangle corner cupboards. That has been super helpful. I love our cutting boards that are all different colors so that, you know, like the red one is for meat, the green one is for veggies, and so on and so on. Those were just from HomeSense. I don't even know why I put that on the list, but anyways. My little mini food processor from Cuisinart, love. I used to make Milo's baby food in there. I make our smoothies in there. It's just nice and it's super easy to clean. It's not like a big blender, so it's less daunting to clean. I need a kettle that boils water to a specific temperature because I burn the shit out of my mouth every single time I go to make a tea. And I want to be the kind of person that drinks tea, but it makes it really hard when you burn your mouth every time. So I would like one of those. I know that's not a favorite thing, but I was just like thinking when I was making this list and I was like, oh, I should mention these things. And then snack containers. Obsessed with all the little snack containers that I found just at HomeSense, you know, to put little snacks, like a little bento box thing so I can put like, you know, red pepper slices in one side and then some goldfish and then, you know, some walnuts or whatever. And then it's a fun little snack for Milo to have in the car. So those have been awesome. And having them makes it nice to just get a little snack organized for his afternoon ride, especially. Changing around his snacks has really helped his digestion. Just making sure his snacks in the morning are like berries and cashews. And, you know, sometimes we'll throw some Smarties in the cashews so that he gets in the goddamn car. But you know what I mean? Changing around his snacks and actually putting an effort into getting him like fresh fruits and vegetables and nuts has really helped his digestion. So that is exciting. Okay, it's already at 25 minutes, so I'm going to stop there. Maybe I will do a part two, or I will ask you guys on Instagram if there's anything else that you want just like a rundown list of, and then I can do a second episode of my favorite things or things that I use all the time. So yeah, thanks for listening. I have to rush out now and go get my hair done. My roots are like a meter long, so it's a little bit embarrassing, but cannot wait to have blonde hair again. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great weekend. If you don't already, please follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Renee Rena with the little underscore thingamabob. Check out themomroomshop.com. We have really fun t-shirts and crew necks, and I'm sure we will be coming out with more soon. And yeah, that's all for now. And I hope your children sleep tonight and that you, as a result, also sleep.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Let's do this. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Low Life Podcast. I'm your host, Lo Von Rumpf. I'm so excited to say that. I've been wanting to say that for so long, for years. Who would have thought the kid from Orange County with the bad spray tan, two shades too dark, folding polos at an Abercrombie & Fitch, wearing puka shells, would one day grow up to have his own podcast show? It's a full circle moment. I'm so excited to be here. doing this. I'm filled with so many different emotions. I'm a little nervous, anxious, excited, but most of all, I feel gratefulness that I can finally do this. Day 496 in quarantine, I put doing the podcast on the back burner, but now it's time to just jump in, balls deep, and here we are today. I've been living in LA for over 12 years, and I've worked in the entertainment and fashion industry for the last decade. I made some pretty cool friends along the way, some fascinating people. I'm sure some enemies too. Shout out to the haters. Hey, boo-boos. Life can be rough out there, but I hope to make it a little bit better with a new podcast. We're going to cover it all. Career, relationships, breakups, friendships, dating, sex, and of course, fashion. No topic is off limits. I decided my co-host is going to be you guys, the listeners. You guys will give me feedback, and I want your input. I want to talk to you guys, and you know, now we're in a time where you could just DM me and we could keep the conversation going. I'm just excited to finally just rip the Band-Aid off and just jump in and get this show freaking started with you guys. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I thank you guys for sticking with me, my kings and queens. Make sure you drink your water. I know you're dehydrated. I say that because I only had tequila today. So stay hydrated, bitch. If you could do me a solid, please make sure to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend. Tell your mama, your daddy, shit, even text that one friend you don't really like all that much. Hey, I got a treat for you.
We'll do it live.
We're coming in hot. Shout it from the rooftops.